Since we've started our table talk series, I thought we could look at a story centered around a table for this month's Old Testament reflection. This story is well known and is significant in Judaism and Christianity. It centers around hospitality and a meal. Several things take place within the context of the meal, but we're not really going to address those today. We're just going to look at a few verses in Genesis 18 and consider the example the story has become for millions of people around the world. That's in this Covenant Weekly podcast for October 22nd, 2024. Genesis 18, 1-8. The Lord appeared again to Abraham near the oak grove belonging to Mamre. One day, Abraham was sitting at the entrance to his tent during the hottest part of the day. He looked up and noticed three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he ran to meet them and welcomed them, bowing low to the ground. "My Lord," he said, "if it pleases you, stop here for a while. Rest in the shade of this tree while water is brought to wash your feet. And since you've honored your servant with this visit, let me prepare some food to refresh you before you continue on your journey." "All right," they said, "do as you have said." So Abraham ran back to his tent and said to Sarah, "Hurry, get three large measures of your best flour, knead it into dough, and bake some bread." Then Abraham ran out to the herd and chose a tender calf and gave it to his servant, who quickly prepared it. When the food was ready, Abraham took some yogurt and milk and the roasted meat, and he served it to the men. As they ate, Abraham waited on them in the shade of the trees. This is a fascinating story because the reader knows more than Abraham does. The narrator spoils the surprise with the first word. In English, it reads, "the Lord." In Hebrew, it's the proper name for God, Yahweh. So we know from the beginning that God is showing up, or at least traveling near to where Abraham has his tent settlement up. But what will Abraham do? That question is answered immediately. He's sitting under the shade in the hottest part of the day, but when he sees three men, Yahweh, showing up, he jumps up and pleads with them to come, sit, and allow him to prepare them a meal. He gets their feet washed. He gets his wife Sarah to bake bread for them. He picks a calf to be butchered and roasted for them. Eating beef was kept for special occasions, so Abraham is truly seeking to honor these guests. Once all the food is ready, Abraham takes the roast meat, yogurt, milk, and fresh bread and serves them a wonderful meal. Anyone who has had a freshly baked Middle Eastern meal is likely salivating, even as you think about the meal and picture it in your head. This isn't a glass of water and a granola bar for the road. This is hospitality at its finest, with a long chance to relax and enjoy amazing food. In the story, Abraham's hospitality creates the space for God to talk with Abraham about important things. Abraham learns more about God's promise to him and about the forthcoming destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham engages with God in dialogue and debate as he learns and moves deeper into a relationship with God. And this posture of welcome and hospitality that Abraham showed has been an example to Abrahamic people for millennia. Abraham didn't know this was Yahweh. As far as he was concerned, it was simply strangers passing by, but he treated them as honored guests. It is in this tradition that we hear Jesus say, "Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you fed me. I was thirsty, and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me into your home. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you cared for me. I was in prison, and you visited me.' I tell you the truth, when you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were doing it to me." Then the king will turn to those on his left and say, "Away with you, you cursed ones, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his demons. For I was hungry, and you didn't feed me. I was thirsty, and you didn't give me a drink. I was a stranger, and you didn't invite me into your home. I was naked, and you didn't give me clothing. I was sick and in prison, and you didn't visit me. I tell you the truth, when you refused to help the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were refusing to help me. Abraham was a model of this kind of hospitality. Hospitality shown to God without even knowing it. And his story continues to be an inspiration and model to followers of Jesus. The author of Hebrews alluded to this story when they wrote, "Keep on loving each other as brothers and sisters. Don't forget to show hospitality to strangers, for some who have done this have entertained angels without realizing it. Remember those in prison as if you were there yourself. Remember also those being mistreated as if you felt their pain in your own bodies." Mother Teresa of Calcutta leaned into this idea as she served in the slums of India. She is reported to have said, "I see Jesus in every human being. I say to myself, this is hungry Jesus. I must feed him. This is sick Jesus. This one has leprosy or gangrene. I must wash him and tend to him. I serve because I love Jesus." As you and I go about our day and week, may we look for the eyes of Jesus in those around us. May we aim to see the face of Christ in our coworkers, family members, and neighbors. May we respond to the suffering of Christ in the weak and marginalized among us. And may we love with the love of Christ.